This is Mid-Maryland's News and Talk Alternative, 930 WFMD.
It is the Morning News Express, 612 at WFMD. Good morning. My name is Bob Miller, co-host of the Morning News Express, the Morning Mayor, and his name is Ryan Hedrick. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob. I'm so glad to hear you're back, my brother.
Yeah, well, you know, the worst part is I got this cough that I just can't get rid of.
It's all right.
And about every other breath is awfully hard to take. But, you know, we're here.
Ready
to do business. I mean, you know, need that walking around money, you know?
So. Somebody, I'm not going to divulge who this person was, my next door neighbor, but he accused us of saying you were sick for ratings purposes.
Oh, yeah, right.
He said, I think he said it tongue in cheek, but he said, is this a ratings ploy or is Bob really sick? Yeah, I said, we're outside the book, so it's not a ratings ploy.
Right. And then the other thing is I went to a court one time to be in a jury, and I told him we were in ratings period, and then the judge looks at me and goes, well, will that help your ratings, you not being there? And I said, well, it depends on who you ask.
Take us through the symptoms. I mean, besides the inability to speak complete sentences because you have to cough, I mean, do you have a fever?
Fever's
are you
gone.
Achy?
Yeah, well, you feel a little, you know, just because you don't do anything. But, yeah, you get a little, let's see what's the words I'm looking for. I had the highest my temperature got was like 103 something.
Wow.
But that was the highest. I mean, that was just like one time. But it was, you know, fluctuating back and forth. The cough was the worst part. And a headache. I had a headache. I didn't smell, didn't lose taste. But for me, coughing is the hardest part.
Right.
that's the hard part.
This kind of destroys the political argument. I mean, we are experiencing, your COVID case is reality. There is a COVID uptick in this country that we know. I read a text this weekend to 301-694-9363, and this person says, I think all the talk on COVID is a diversion so we don't have to talk about Hunter Biden and the real problems in Washington. That may be the case, that may not be the case, but when you know somebody that has COVID and is suffering from this virus, it kind of offsets the talk about conspiracy theories and things like that.
Frank and I had a conversation yesterday, and he's like, well, are you changing your mind on a vaccination? I'm like, no, I'm leaving it up to people to do what they want to do with their own bodies. You know, would I have been better off if I had gotten the vaccination? Well, maybe. But then again, I was reading on Facebook where somebody who has been vaccinated apparently is in bed, coughing, no sense of smell, no sense of taste, and, you know, and a fever. So,
And
they had two negative tests.
Right. And we know people, Bob, that have been vaccinated that have still come down with COVID. I think that's the biggest lie that President Joe Biden told during his CNN town hall. One of the many is that you can't get COVID if you're vaccinated. Again,
right. You
can. It's misinformation. Are you more likely or less likely to get COVID? We don't know a lot about the vaccine other than the left is saying if you get vaccinated, you're not going to come down with COVID, which, again, is not true.
And the other thing is that, it, you know, obviously it can help, and it has helped lots of people. And I don't know. I mean, nothing's 100% effective, and they say that. But, you know, if you want to go get it, go get it.
Right.
That's all I got to say. All right.
All right. 616 at WFMD. We'll give Mr. Miller a break as he battles through. Great to have the Morning Mayor back. 616 at WFMD. Let's check sports.
930 WFMD. Sports update.
The Orioles walked off the Washington Nationals yesterday. It was their first sweep of Washington at Camden Yards since 2010, as Ryan McKenna scored on a grounder. Orioles, again, 5-4 winners over the Nationals. Another comeback victory for the Red Sox, and another punch to the gut for the Yankees bullpen. The Red Sox broke up Domingo Herman's no-hit bid to spark a five-run eighth in their 32nd comeback victory this season, 5-4 over the Yankees. In the National League, San Diego has acquired all-star second baseman Adam Frazier from the Pirates for three prospects. The Dodgers have placed all-star right fielder Mookie Betts on the 10-day injured list. And in the Olympics, Team USA basketball falls to France yesterday. Ouch. 617 at WFMD and WFMD.com.
It's the Morning News Express, 623 at WFMD. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick. Getting through the morning?
Yep.
Excuse me.
We sure are, Bob, and we're going to get through it together right here on the Morning News Express. 623, if you'd like to get involved with the show, in touch with us, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Bob, who thinks that Anthony Fauci needs to stay off of national television? Well, this guy right here. Anthony Fauci was on CNN, and we always love when Dr. Anthony Fauci goes on CNN because he delivers new revelations to us. And the biggest revelation that he delivered on Sunday is that masks may be making a comeback for the vaccinated. Interesting.
Again, it's a personal preference. I mean, unless they mandate it. But it is a personal preference. I mean, if you want to wear a mask, as remember I told you before I took sick, I saw people back in a History Channel thing in the late 40s or the early 40s during World War II, and they were wearing masks. So, you know, people have been wearing masks. The Asian culture have been wearing masks for years. I mean, you used to see them in the airport, and I used to always laugh at them, but I mean, they've been doing it for years.
Right. I'm really scared about the flu season. I think that people wearing masks have weakened their immune system by doing so. And I think we need to be exposed to the elements again. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to try to play one on the radio. But I just fear that flu season will be a little bit worse this winter. I really just hope everybody tries to get their immune system a little bit stronger before we do enter the flu season on top of the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are other things that make people sick other than the Wuhan flu.
Right, right.
And so people can get the normal flu this time. Well, generally not this time of year, but, you know.
No, it comes in the wintertime, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes. But you can still get sick. You can still get sinus infections. You could still get all kinds of stuff, so. Yeah.
So let's hear a couple of clips from Dr. Anthony Fauci. He says two things are to blame for the spike in COVID-19 cases.
You have a variant like Delta, and we know we have many, many, many vulnerable people in this country who are unvaccinated.
All right. I have a thought on that, Bob. But one more clip from Fauci says he's part of recommending masks indoors again for the vaccinated.
That's a local decision. That's not incompatible with the CDC's overall recommendations that give a lot of discretion to the local.
I really wish I had Anthony Fauci's job. $400,000+ a year, and he gets to change his position on a pandemic almost every day with little to no scrutiny from the mainstream media. Now, one of the things I think, and a texter makes this point to 301-694-9363, Bob, is the immigration issue that we're dealing with, the southern borders. Many immigrants, illegal immigrants, have tested positive for COVID and are refusing to get the vaccination, and they're being shipped to certain states. Could that be to blame for the uptick in COVID cases or the quote-unquote Delta variant that we're seeing spreading across the U.S.? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're shaming people every day like the Biden administration does about not getting vaccinated, and yet you let people in here who aren't vaccinated, and you let people in here who won't get vaccinated, what does that say about you really trying to protect the country? Because you're not trying to protect the country by allowing these people to come in.
Right.
As simple as that.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not sure why we continue to allow people that aren't from this country to negotiate with our policies, but in no other country, you can never go to Canada. Canada just basically opened its borders. You could never go into Canada and negotiate to try to get into the country if you test positive for a virus. Here, we welcome you with open arms, and I think the failed policies of the Biden administration are stacking up on top of each other. We have crime surging. I mean, look what's happening in Washington, D.C. This weekend, two more people shot and killed in Northwest. This is no longer a Southeast D.C. problem. The violence is spreading across the city. I mean, we had a couple of people locked up for a gun possession in Frederick. The failed Biden administration, the inflation, the gun violence, the COVID issue, and the immigration, I mean, just to name a few, epic failures by this administration that they're not being held accountable for.
Yeah. But who's going to hold them accountable? You know, because as you said, the lamestream media goes lockstep with the Democratic Party. They're not going to call them out for anything. And they've continued to do that. I mean, like you said, there's nothing to see with Hunter Biden. There's nothing to see with the Biden administration. There's nothing to see with Dr. Anthony Fauci because, you know, they're all in his court. They're all in his favor.
Yep.
So and the fact that I've watched so many clips here over the past week of Joe Biden just slowly slipping away, and the cognitive ability of that man. Eventually, I think I even saw this somewhere where they were already talking about I don't remember the site, but you know, the 25th Amendment, and maybe taking him out soon. But you know, I don't know if that's going to happen. But
yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen either. But you're right, the cognitive decline, and I think as a country, people may be in denial about it, but you can't be in denial. If you watched the CNN town hall and watched him search for his words, his thoughts, he rambled on, didn't make any sense. It's just embarrassing. And I think it's a security risk, a national security risk, when we have a president that is put on display like that.